morning. Somebody pointed out a very interesting story to me yesterday during davening, or during Gabri Gabri in Leining. I thought this morning maybe it's something to discuss. We learned yesterday, for those having started Parshas Vayera, the Shalal Halacha, which will come to Mitzvah Shem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "The Yemer Moshe Elohim, you know, Nish Abov and Nish Shor, and I'm going to come to Klal Yisrael and tell them, the Kiyav Yisrechem, Shulachani Aleichem, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, V'omru Li Ma Shemoy, Mo Oye Ma Aleichem, what should I answer them when they say Ma Shemoy? Yemer Elohim of Moshe, Ehiya Asher Ehiya, you should answer these words, Ehiya Asher Ehiya, V'ayomer, Koy Yisemay of Yisrael, Ehiya Shulachani Aleichem. And the Shvot of Moshe Rabbeinu should use the word Ehiya Asher Ehiya, repeat it to the end of the passage, Vayomer, the second Vayomer. All the Mepharshim grapple with what is meant here, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was responding. Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ehiya Asher Ehiya, Ehiya Imo B'Tzorah Zeis, I will be with him with this Torah, in the Shibut, Osha Machis Nefi shall also be with him. And that Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Dayo L'Tzorah B'Shaito, famous Loshem which we all use. The Gemara says, Dayo L'Tzorah B'Shaito, why should I tell him about impending Goliath? As I'll tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered well, Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood what I meant initially, you should know the name is Ehiya, Vayomer Ehiya Shulchan Yad Eichem, that is what you should tell them, but it's going to be a reference to the future that also will be around, but don't tell them about other Goliath. Accordingly, all he was telling him was, he was giving them comfort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them, B'chol Tzarotam Leitzor, Vayomer, tell them, B'chol Tzarotam, in their suffering I'm with them, that's really what the response was. The Mepharshim discussed this point in different ways. I want to point out that Rabban is Marich on this for a start, Ibn Ezra. Rabban asks the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I tell them? He says, Ibn Ezra, because they had the Kabbalah that was in the Torah, in the Mitzrayim, that was going to be a new shame, that was going to be a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu used. First quote of Yeshua, Ki Kabbalah Ha'itri Yitzon Ha'vayitzim Ka Mashiach Yitzol Golo, Yigale Hashem Cholo Shei Nishma, will reveal a new name, which hadn't yet been heard, a new name or description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ibn Ezra disagrees with this Mahalak. But either way, it was to reveal a certain shame, a certain name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was part of the test of the leadership which Moshe Rabbeinu had to establish as his credentials to lead him out of Mitzrayim. Dr. Rambam, I don't understand. Malashuk. If he knew this name already, it's interesting. So you talking Shem Moshe for Omru Li Ma Shemoi Li Yisrael Moshe Aminu Boy. It can't be that he was quoting a name to be a sign for which they should believe. He says, "Kishayla Shmei v'Amirotelam Ein Oistem Ishli Ami v'Mitchilo." There is no addition by Moshe Rabbeinu quoting the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel as any sign of his legitimacy and his authority if they didn't have it in the first place. Kiviyoshach. Shemiyodi Yisrael Eis Hashem. If Klal Yisrael were to know this name initially, Gam Moshe Kohem Yeda Oistem. Moshe Rabbeinu similarly should know the same name. So what is he adding by saying this name? If they would recognize his authenticity by him quoting a name which they knew, he could know it by the same token. So what's he adding? It's the other way around. If they didn't know it, then how is it going to be a test? How do they know it's true? So Rabban wasn't just merely to establish a new name. Because Rabban works here in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, as we'll see in this week's Ezra. Dr. Rabban, it was a question of what Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to display. He says that's clear, and he elaborates a little bit further about which shame he takes. Rashi's trap, which shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to use in taking him out of Mitzrayim. He said, we find the name Bekel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the obvious Bekel Shakai. He still led them and directed them. It wasn't Beshinui HaTeva, it wasn't with the mastery of nature being evident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked generally within the bounds of Teva with the obvious Bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem, however, the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name Yudkei Vovkei, the Ringo Vaira, Loim Neidati. Says Rambam, the question was more, in what way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to display his leadership or his taking them out of the child? Is he going to be the Derech HaTeva? Is he going to be controlling within the confines of nature? Or Lemalim the Derech HaTeva? Is it going to be a way which is Yudkei Vodkei? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hoyo, Hoyo, Yiyye, Midas HaRachamim, the attribute of divine compassion and kindness and mercy, which goes beyond all the bonds and bounds and limitations of nature. That was really the Shaila, Mo'im Raleh. That's how he elaborates the Rambam. And he quotes the Medrash Rashi says, and he says, "The Arayah Gedolah Sheyesh Lekim B'Yisrael." The main answer was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, "They will know that I'm with them in every bit of their tzoros, in every bit of their suffering." B'chol tzoros tom leitzor, and it will be after the Shparuch will be Korim Lehem, will be close to them, and the whole Korim, me Goy Godel, Asher Elekim Korim Lehem, the whole Korim Lehem, and all, every time we call out to him, this was the answer, I'll be there with them. This was demonstrating a close connection and affinity in the Hashkocha, a close Hashkocha. It doesn't theorize exactly what Rashi means. I've got to quote the famous Medrash about Stokit. Hey, Asher, hey, I will do, I will be, Kiryochel, induced into action. In the way that you are hoive imi, you make your relationship with me, so I will respond to you. In Poyschres today, Moishu Tzedoko, if they open their hands and give Tzedoko, Afani Eftach Es Yodi, I'll also open my hands to them, Yistach Hashem Lechot Es Torah Chatoiv. If not, if we don't initiate it through our tzedakah, we don't have the same demands kivyokon hanti l'shparuchu showing us his tzedakah. Hey, I will respond. It will be cause and effect. I will respond to the way you initiate. The famous word, I think the Kosk used to say, on the beginning of parashas, lech lecho, magalot shmecho, v'yei brocho. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, there'll be times Kali Tzol would say, Lekei Avraham, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov, Yochad, I would think there'll be Chosim, Mekulam, Talmud Lema, V'yei Baruch Hu, B'chol Yiyu Chosimin, they will complete with you, I think it's the Kosk, they say, B'chol Yiyu Chosimin, the Mizvah Avraham Avinu, of Chesed, and Stoker, that will be the Chasima of the Golus. Throughout time, there'll be various Midah is operating, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, the Midah of Torah, but we need the criteria, the particular middle of Avraham Avinu, B'chol Yiyu Chosimin stock, which we need to initiate. Tzkeinu Mishpat Tipadim V'Shaveh, which stock will be B'chut Avraham, B'chol Yiyu Chosimin, the goal to come to an end through Tzedakah. So the Medrash, I will respond to the way you initiate through your actions. Either way, the Ramban learns either the Pshat in this Pasuk is, it was which middle, was it Midas Rachamim, as is evidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Havaya, or was it Midas Hadin, working in a limited way within nature? Along the lines that we see in the beginning of Parshas Ne'era, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, appeared to Yehovah, the Kel Shaker, Shmi Hashem, Lo Yodati Lahem. The Tzvonu says something gewaldic. He adds a Merodic point. He says, the Tzvonu, Ey Asher Eya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I am Hehoi V'Tomid. I exist permanently. Al Inyan Echov, in one way, Mitzad Atma, independently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never changing, always existing. So what? But the Tzvonu, Umizei Yitzchayim, from this, it dictates, Shiyeh Hav HaMetzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the existence of the world, or existence of things, V'yisne Kol Hefzed Menagid LeMetzias. Any Hefzed, any deterioration, any degradation, anything which causes either a hefzed, an absence, or a loss to the existence of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever present, and it is Matthias, is unchanging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sone, rejects something which changes that which he created. From this dictates, this is Machriach, Shieho is Mishpot Utstoker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice and stoker, Asher Tachrisom Metzius, which promotes and preserves the existence of a society and of a world and a world order correctly. The Yisna HaOvel V'Avzarius, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the same token, whose permanent is Metzius is permanent, while even Echol hates something which takes the world out of its order, like Silo, Ovel, like crookedness, deceit, Avzarius, cruelty. Hamesiv al-Kalkalis, which causes crookedness and takes things out of the way they should be. El Heder v'Hefzer, to absence and not. Since I'm permanent, I reject those things which change the world negatively and have an effect, which undermine it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over there, Son of Chomos v'Achzaret HaMitzrim Negdechem, for this reason I reject their hatred and the Achzaret and cruelty towards you. This is a Yetziyah min HaMetzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, my existence negates the behavior of the tribe. This undermines the whole fabric of the world when you have a nation behaving like the tribe. It's a chilul Hashem, it's a chilul of the existence of the world it is making us, the Chaim Elohim says. But chilul Hashem comes to the world, the same as chalulim, making the world hollow or empty, kibyokh, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chilul Hashem, this is the rejection of Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ehi Asher Ehi. So on the surface you have a debate in Rishonim what it means. Is the obvious word a shame? Is it talking about the coded word HaKadosh Baruch Hu shame, and the particular name of Hashem is going to use in taking him out of the trance? Or was it a description of a behavior? Rashi says, I'm here with him now, I'll be in the future, I'm going to put one medrash for Cholter, some Leitzor, whenever they call to me, I will be there. That's what I mean, I'll always be there with them. Or it's B'chut Stoker, hey, a Haiva, can I get Haiva? Cause and effect, they have to initiate. According to these Jewish, the Chayit isn't talking about a particular Shem, it's talking about the Hamhoge. And suddenly have these Torah says, hey, I Asher, hey, since I'm permanent, I reject the Mitzvah, and therefore, Lokhei, tell them, I'm going to, as a result, I'm going to punish Mitzvah and take Tzal Yisrael out. The Farshim also speak, the Rabban brings his Teichad Vorim, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat hover towards Mitzvah, taking Tzal Yisrael out of Mitzvah, whether it was going to be with a Midah of Midah Terachmin, was it going to be Midah Sadin, meaning, was it a punishment for the Mitzvah, or was it Hatzolah, Racham, and Midah Sachetet for Tzal Yisrael, was it taking Tzal Yisrael out or punishing Mitzvah? There's a famous word about it. Says the Beis HaLevi, Yimincha HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yimin, which is Chesed, it's like, and Rosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Chesed, Nedori Bakoyach, it's festooned with Koyach to take Kali Yisrael out, Yimincha HaShem, the same Midah, Tirat Oyev, will smash the enemy. So the Beis HaLevi, in Mitzrayim, we went out not because of Kali Yisrael, we didn't have the Zchiyah yet for the Makkos. At the time we hadn't really established our credentials. We hadn't yet had Dam Pesach, Dam Milah. That was discuss the punishment of Mitzrayim. From the punishment of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael gained Yetzirah. They were punished because of their bad, of their evil. Was Nismali Sa'oto, the Gamel Sagoy Hashavoy, the Don Olech, they were punished. And we had the benefit as a byproduct, because of their punishment, we were released. Like Chris Yamsuf really had the release of Dam Pesach, Dam Milah. That the schools of Eretz Achayv Amidbar Eretz Leizura, we've established our reasons for being saved from the Chesed Tiklal Yisrael, Yemin Hashem Adorim Bar Koyach, the salvation of Klal Yisrael. That same Yemin Tirat Oyev as the byproduct punished the enemy. Part of the debate of what it means, the Midah, which characteristic I could describe took us out with, was it the punishment of the Mitzvah of Zika or the other way around? Some say that's the reason we have Matzu Morah together, the Shas, the Shachim Koyach. We celebrate the matzahs, our freedom, and the moral, the fitness, the mitzvah, because both elements were present at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was involved in the hatzolah for us and the punishment of the mitzvah. B'chol Eifel, this is a debate about how we translate this pasuk, and I've committed very much to the mitzvah. And this is the point halacha I'd like to analyze a little bit. If these words Ehi Asher Ehi have to be taken as if in response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu a code for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's clear that it's the holy name of Hashem. If the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who are writing notes, now be careful, you have to put them in the shavus. Now you have to put them in the shavus. That's the mission. These shikul terif, obviously, emes is shikul terif, oh, we have to, the shayla to shem kodesh. The shem kodesh, you like the letter, mit Hashem, they have to shayla for all kama yamin, put it in the shavus. Shay. I saw you for right to say, for terif, right to what they have. Vani ehi yam pichon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and he still didn't want to go. I will be with you. That's a sefer, I said, for one of each, for the shemis and the sefer terror, for the shemis shem and chokim, I have to have in mind that the time you write this word, is it or not? Is the shem kodesh or not? Is it the shem kodesh that we worried about today in what they call the Lashon HaKodesh used today in Britain? It's modern text, the modern sense. The word ayat means I will be, and you said, set in a mikvah, you can't say shem kodesh. Writing it in letters? What's that look?
Even if you're not saying it in the context of Hashem's name?
It's a shame. But that's a shame. There's Shmi. This is the name. It's the name you'll tell them.
But when Avraham met the Malachim, he said, Adonai, my master, come to Bamshah.
Yeah.
That's not the call.
He called Maral Gabal the Gabal. And Maral the Gabal, Maral says in this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, Vayomar, and Avraham responded, Adonai, and also to Melech Anas, Aonor, Tavir, Malavdecho, don't pass, don't leave. One shot is you're speaking to the Malachim, and one shot is courage. Someone got to respond. Smoker's come by for drop by for a chat. Moshe Ben said, sorry, I've got to go pick up the Malachim hangover. I'll come back later. Let's take a moment. Most of us in Shabbos, the Kuf Chazan, here we see the God of the Church, immediately go on to the Shkinah, the famous walk on the ground, and God will have to turn around, as it's very equal. The Tech Morale, why Punkti do we see her? This name was Shem Punkti, Chazal Dash, and the king was talking to Malachim. He's like, he was talking, Abba, he's like, Master. No shayla, says Maral, in context Shemin the Malach. Why he the Chazal Darshan means Kodesh, Tum, Tatarish, Baruch? Maral coming to Valdi. So, Agav here. The name of Hashem, which we pronounce, Adoy, with a noy again. Where is the Gazakh Gemara? It should be Adoni. That's noy. Noy is my master. The Russian plural Chasu Shalom? The Russian Rabbi? The Torah asked it in Bereshit for Elikim. And the word Elikim is of the Torah. The word Elikim means that the Shporuk is Koylel, includes, incorporates all means, all concepts, every aspect of Elikus, of power and might. As elephant's the name of Elika, Elikim has the Shporuk incorporates them all. Rashi, I'll tell you, speaks about it. Elikim Hashem, his house will avoid telephone. That's Elikim. What about Hashem? Alas, Alas, no news. But Morales of Valdi Gazach. He says, my master is Adoni. My master is Adonai. Right? He says, Noi with a comet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a single being incorporating all the aspects of mastership of Agnus in one being. So, Maral, in Anota 1-2, if you take a patach and you put a chirik below it, what have you got? A comet. Noi is an individual being being carried all sorts of Agnus. It is the only time you find Adonai Noi, not Nai. That's why Chazal asked me in Kurdish. The name Noi is Taka Kurdish. It can also be the pausal form, correctly, of Nai. But the name, in the middle of a pasuk where you won't have a pausal form, it should be Nai is the plural. So why is it Noi? That's the Chazal asked. If it's Nai, then it's certainly Chol. Here, there's an indication it's Kurdish because of the shame itself. If the response to that, Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, what shame do I use? Ibn Ezra says, this is to reveal a shame which hadn't been used before. The name was, we should say Taka Ekek Asher Ekek, which some of the Mephoshim seem to say we should. The fact you write it, you have a different color, what does it ultimately have to do? Let's see, Ashira. So let's take a look at the Gemara on this. The Gemara is true, that Flamers Vov, that's the Gemara Zog, about a person making Shua with a shame. Not with starting with the wrong God, Gemara, that's true, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Sally makes a shua with one of the shamers. Mashpiani aleichem, mitzavani aleichem, ba'itzim manei harei lechiyovim, ba'ashamayim vore, so you've told him. Ba'alav dalav, if somebody is enforced, is initiated into making a shua by somebody else, saying, I'm making you make a shua by a certain name, like the Shbaruch Hu, he's mekabel a shua on himself. If the shua was ba'alav dalav, ba'yud hei, ba'shakai, ba'tzvokis, ba'chamun, ba'rachum, ba'erech apayim, ba'rachesu, ba'chol hakinuim, harei lechiyovim. And I'm Kalev Bechulon, Chayiv, the Gemara goes to Mishnah, lists them all, and mentions all the various halachas dependent on the Shemus. The Gemara elaborates and says, the Memra, the Chamun Verachum, Shemus Nimu. Chamun being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middle of grace, or Rachum HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion, are these Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, Yashemus Nimchokin, Yashemus Shemus Nimchokin. You have a Rashi which makes a clear distinction between names which can be rubbed out, which don't have to do so. Even though they're being used as kinuim, or they're alluding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're alluding to his mizah instead, but they don't have a kedusha. It's being used to first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't have a kedusha, therefore it has to be nimcha. And Elohim Shemesh She'enim Chokin Kigoyim Kael Elokecho, the Shalim in the research which Shagun already makes on here, Kael Elokecho Elokim Elokechem Eya Asher Eya Aleph Galud Vayud Hei Shakai Tzvokes Harei Elu Eimim Chokin. That's more cash. In the list of Shemus She'enon Nimchokin is the other word Eyasher Eyon Nimchokin. Interesting, very interesting. The Gemara doesn't say the name Eyah, it's Eyasher Eyah. It seems the name is the whole lot. Let's see in a second. The Gemara seems to say these are the names which you can't rap out. These words Eyasher Eyah. Of them, Dr. Rambam, just to say that to you. Kalamavik Shem in Hashemus, Hakadoshim, Hatayim, Shanika ben Akadosh Baruch Hu, Lekim in Hatayim. Anybody who doesn't say who rubs out to destroy, the big debate, the different distraction between destroying and rubbing out. Askinagal Mechikas Hashem, Askinagal Mechik on Ksiva. Somebody burns paper with letters written on, is that called Mechika? Askinagal those people who permit smoking, Shalit smoke on Yomtis, is it called Mechika to burn something which has got writing on? It's interesting, Shalit. Here's Ramadan News, the Lashon, Mechik Kalamavik. He destroyed the name. Also called Mechikah Lechel. Kateri Mishalikah Behen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loikim Min Atera Shehari Yuhu Emet Ba'avoy Dazor Ve'ibadetem Meshmo Min Abokim Ahu Ba'avadetem Ve'ibadetem. Sorry, you should destroy their names. Loisatum Kein Hashem Loikeichem Ve'shiv Hashem Loikeichem. Rambam goes and counts out the names. This is in fact Vav Halacha based on Hilchos Yisrael Yatera. Now seven names are Kadosh Baruch Hu. First one is Yud Hei Vav Hei, who Shem HaMeferosh. This is the name HaMeferosh, the express name. Oh yeah, Nichtav, the way it's written, Aleph Aleph. Kel Eloika Elokim Ehyeh V'Shakai Utzvokes. Kol Amechik Afilo Oisachat Mishiv Hashem Etzeinu Loike. Somebody rubs up even one of the letters of these names which I've listed, gets mouth. Of course, already mentioned, Krager makes it on. I still quote it in the statement. Krager here asked the question, I'd say the whole oath, even part of the should also be. But that's not saying he mentions the word Eger. There's a big debate in Mustachim. The Keter Mishnah has in Marocha, that would be started without the word Eger, and had an extra word, Kael, Eleka, Elekai, and Elekim. There's a big debate, do we include Eger and delete Elikai or reverse. There is a three nuschais which the Keter Mishnah brings. It finishes off with the following. The nuscha achares from Sifrei Rabbeinu Matzotzi in a different text of the Rambam I saw. So hoya kotzev Elikai. The word Elikai wasn't incorporated. Well, the Sioisa Hagirsa Havushat Neshiva Shemus. You can have the number seven names. Afim Nimne Shom Havaya Veshem Adnus Mishnayim. Even if you put the word the Shem Havaya and Adnus as two separate ones together, as he continues with the Shem. Which can't be rubbed out. And the Kai, and the Kim, Sokit, Adam, Ehi Asherehi. And the Ramah actually doesn't say Asherehi, just says Ehi. That's one name. And the Shulchan Aruch, Yerdes and Reish, Ayin, Vavas, Siv, Tes, I think it is Siv Tes. It's all clear. So from the Chabah, you can't rub out even one letter out of the seven names which can't be rubbed out, not even the words which are suffixes to them. Says the word it becomes part of the word, it becomes discouraged, it becomes part of the Hashem. The chaf mem shel ekeichem, the letters chaf mem shel ekeichem, the elu hashiva shemais, and these are the seven names you can't rub out. Shem Havayel, the Shem Adnus, the Keil, Eleka, Elekim, Shakai, and Tzvokis. The Yesh Gersingam Kein, Ehi Asher Eyeh. Some have the Gersingam as well, Ehi Asher Eyeh. The Sons of Doshim the Machabah, the Yesh Gersingam. You don't find the Mechaber quoting Gemara, so Brice is it. Mechaber will give you halacha. The Yesh Gersim in the Brice, hey, Asher, hey. Shai, what do you mean, Yesh Gersim? Kogan called a couple of Shinuim. The Mechaber brings both names, hey, Asher, hey. It doesn't bring back the Rambam, the Gersim, we have just the word, hey, if we Gersim at all. It brings it as the Yesh Gersim, not the Gern, Vira Grok. Who can uska achreina shekos maketu Mishnah of Rambam? The Mechaber is quoting the last Losher, which he quotes the case of Mishnah on the Rambam. This is the correct Gersa. Shari the Gemara monulov, he's bad Hashem Kodesh, the Gemara counted as a certain Hashem Kodesh. The Chemon of Yerushalmi, the Gerat and Babli, it's in Yerushalmi. The Abagam to the Gemara of Yerushalmi, Mena Harabe, the Chlodom, even though the Yerushalmi has a long list. Eilon Elo Shivo, you find only seven, and that's what we see in Sech the Seferim, and we leave Eyasher as a shame, and that's certainly the Pshat, it's called a proper shame. Either Rambam, the Mechaber brings both, Ey Asher Eyeh, what about the name? Just the first word alone. So to go to the next two courses, Asher Eyeh, Hu Abin, Le'ey Asherishi. The truth, Halach is the same for the name, the third name I could have spoken to mention in the Pasuk, Ey Asher Eyeh, Vayomar Eyeh Shachani Aleichem. That third time it's mentioned even individually, independently, is also a shame Kurdish by itself. That word alone certainly is a shame by itself. Either Mechaber brings together, Ey Asher Eyeh, doesn't go like the Gears to the Rambam. Eyeh Shachani Aleichem, just the word Eyeh, brings both. Why does he bring both? Indicating that phrase is a shame, not the word Eyeh, though. Dr. Goin, El Ribusa Komar. This is the Chiddush. The Av Asher Eyeh Kodesh, the Eyeh Kele Kehu Elekim. Shashay Nichoyu, like he spoke with, is Eleke Elekim, is the God of might and power of all Elohim. The second one is Choyu, because it's referring to all secular powers. I would think Eyeh Asher, and maybe the second one is a Pirush, and maybe that's the fact he speaks about it being a Pirush, the Shem Teyan or the Shem Etzer. It's only an explanation or an elucidation, an elaboration of the first Eyeh. Maybe the second one isn't Kodesh. So the Rambam, even that's Kodesh. The Rambam, even that is Kodesh. But certainly the word Eyeh alone is Kodesh. The Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the good. And that's why I find it in the Shem Shishim. Ayyemer Eyeh Shlachani Aleichem is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No Shem good. If it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the problem with writing it. The problem with saying in the Mokim, in the Bikur. You can't speak Hebrew in a place. You can use it in a secular context, in a place you couldn't mention the Shem, wouldn't be able to say. Shem Aniyeh Shabbat Shabbat. You can't say it. And then we could. How do you get around it? So Agav, it's worth pointing out. I saw the Sefer of Shabbos. I saw the horror. And Baruch Hashem, since I've seen others from speak about it, Kavaldik to note, little seemingly a superfluous view. Curtain call in the Lashon of the Mechaber is the shame is Eliyah Asher Eliyah. Not both words Eliyah, it's the whole phrase. Is the word Asher part of the shame? Huh? So Araya is a sefer clearly Mishulchan Kabbalah. Nice Heidegger kids' sefer. It wasn't the same I was having. And I saw that Rav Ruderman, the Sadik Rachman of Baltimore, quoted the Godel. That's well known. That the Torah has brought Araya about the Shem Eliyah that they use that the Targum and Targum Ensemble do have a machlekes about it, but it's Kodesh alone. The machlekes in Sfona Ramban, but it just means I will be there. It's a description, it's not a shame, it's not a name. What we're saying is dependent on the Targumim. Why the Targumim? Because the Targum says on these words, what will be the Targum Eliyah? Ehebei, I will be. Right? That's right. Targum, let me try and translate the words. The Asher Aleichem Etzavko. These, that which I command you. On these words, the Emele Kiyo Meisha, Asher Eliyah, go to the Targum on these words. Vom Asher Eliyah, Eyer Asher Eliyah, Vamar, Yisekid Nam Temer Lebnei Yisrael, Eyer Shalchani Levatzeh. The Targum doesn't translate the word Ehayeh, actually quotes the phrase verbatim. From Rosh Lakedah, she puts it into his Targum without translation, indicating that it's not translatable. It is a name. It's a Shem, Etzem. It's a noun. It's not an adverb. It's not a description of what's going on. It's the verb, adverb, it's not the verb, I will be. No, it's an actual name of Hashem. The Targum doesn't translate it. Targum Yitzhak ben Uzziel says, the Amar Hashem le Moshe, Dein to Omar. This is what I said, the Hava Alma. This is what I said, and the world came to being. The Hava Kula, and everything came to being. Alma could not tell the Israel, so you should say to the Israel, I know who the Haveno, I'm the one who is being, for us in the Mehebe, and I'm going to be as well, I can respond, who is omnipresent, exists always, Shadrani Nabat Chen sent me to you, Eya She'eya Shokhani Aleichem, the ever present, I can respond, who was and is Shokhani Aleichem, that's what you should tell them. Targum Yisrael is Yisrael translated as a simple verb. Targum Yisrael did the same. Skum Tois. The Targum translated as a phrase, it's an actual name. Rav Ruderman Zechon Yerocha quotes him on the Gedolim in his Yeshiva Ilan before the war as saying the same shayla was the word Asher in the middle, he has the same right from the Targum. So not only doesn't translate the word Eli, it doesn't translate the word Asher either. The phrase makes a lot of sense. We find the Mechaber Doshni, he brings all three words, not the word Eli, Asher, Eli, the phrase. The phrase is what Kodesh. If it's Eyeh Asher, even if the third one's also Kodesh, it's the phrase being used in context. It can be argued, even according to the Targum, it transposes the phrase and just adopts it into the Targum. That's the phrase that is written. In some uses the word Asher, that's clear. There's no Kodesh in the word Asher. It means that. And yet the Targum incorporates it as part of this shame. If we see the Targum who uses it as a shame, it doesn't translate it, incorporates the word Asher, it could be that word has been used in this context. It's clear the word Asher, you have the best Raya Yechal from the word Asher. Asher certainly isn't Kurdish. Part of speech. Asher Kurdish on, Asher this and Asher that is clear. That's certainly not Kurdish. And yet here it's being used as Kurdish. It's clear it's only when it's in context being used to refer, as the Rav said before, when it's intended to refer to Hashem Kurdish. Even the Goyim brings it in his listening Mechaber as a part of the Shemit Kodesh. The Chayim, we have a good raya that even those who translate it, who don't translate it and use it as a shame, they use the word Asher as also part of the shame, indicating it's only Kodesh when it's intended to be used as a shame Kodesh. And therefore, the person quoting the Pasuk, unless it's for reasons of learning where you can say a shame in any case, maybe Taki is good to say, well, you can still say it in the summer, you can say Chanun Barachum. Say the king properly, you can say Hashem's name properly expressed if it's part of a pasuk, according to the person you meant to say it properly. It's not that I'm saying it in a shir, but to say it's stam, when it's quoting a pasuk, you should probably avoid saying it, certainly avoid writing it in its fullest sense if it's intended to refer to this pasuk.
If it's not intended to refer, you won't use it to as a matter of speech in Lashon Chayil, even the Chayra, according to those holding to shame, the Chayra have a rabbi who was Asher in the Targum. In the same way the Targum incorporated it in part of the holy name, and we certainly know the word Asher in every other context is Chayil, you're allowed to write it, there's no Shayla about it. In the same token, even according to those who consider it a shame, that's trapped in the Pasuk, like the Targum, the Chayra the Torah, you can use it for yourself in your own context, no problem, writing to the letter. You don't have to say Mr. Shem Ekik for Ekisrael next week. We can say some Ekisrael next week. We should all be in Ekisrael. We should receive the Brochel. We continue.